If you really sit down and focus what that vision, what that lifestyle, what you want to be as a person, if you really sharpen that up, work your way backwards and incorporate those daily disciplines throughout the day, it is, and Scott Thomas said it, he said, you would be amazed how fast your life can change if you change your life fast. So if you just flip that switch, you can do that anytime. It doesn't have to be January 1st.
Arise, champion!
This is the world famous Steve Weatherford Show, where each week we bring you stories, messages, and guests to create massive breakthroughs in your life. Somebody say greatness! This show has been strategically designed to accelerate you, to thrust you to the next level. Greatness is in you because greatness made you, and we're gonna help you get into the center of God's calling for your life. Arise, champion! Nothing can be denied the one that won't be denied. The question is, how bad do you want it? Turn the speakers up, call a friend and tell them Steve Weatherford is on.
What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by my good friend, Pure Spectrum CBD. Pure Spectrum CBD is committed to cultivating and crafting the highest quality hemp-derived products and CBD products on the market. They're also the U.S. Olympic sponsor. And I've tried tons of these different products, from the bath salts to the tinctures, and none of them even come close to the pain management, the recovery, and the sleep performance that I've gotten from Pure Spectrum CBD. My deep REM sleep has gone up 28% by comparison to 13 months ago, and I track it every single day with my Whoop Band. I feel more rested, I feel more recovered, and that's what really gives me that edge to run three different businesses, to coach entrepreneurs, to hit the gym like a savage, and still have enough in the tank to really come through powerfully as a husband and as a father. So if you're looking to gain an edge in your day, Pure Spectrum CBD is my go-to choice to perform at my highest level. Visit purespectrumcbd.com today and make sure that you use promo code Weatherford, because that'll get you 10% off of your order at checkout. That's purespectrumcbd.com using promo code Weatherford at checkout. Enjoy the show.
Ooh, we're coming in hot, and I don't think that intro by Billy Allsbrooks will ever get old. I'm sitting at my picnic table in my backyard next to two men. We haven't produced a podcast for you this year, and I'm not going to apologize because we've been busy. Man, we've been in the basement. We've been under construction. We've been serving. We've been leading. We've been growing. To recap it, we did a five-day CEO of Your Life challenge, and we did it online. That's something that we did two times last year with just insane success. So many people got saved. So many people just got clear on their business. They got clear on what's important to them. They got clear on who they are, whose they are, to take back control and put themselves back into the CEO role of all five power pillars of their life: their mental, their physical, their emotional, their financial, and lastly, their spiritual, because that's the thing that lights everything on fire. And that's really the mission statement that Ace and I have for our Man Academy. If you follow me on Instagram, if you watch my Instagram stories, every single week you'll see Ace and I checking in. And this week we're finishing up week 79 of Man Academy. And our mission statement is really clear. Every single day we wake up, we will civilize our mind, we will make savage our body, and we will awaken our spirit. And we have a blueprint protocol to do that. And so it's just really exciting for me in where I'm at in my life and the way that God wants to use my experiences, my mistakes that I've made, you know, the addictions that have had a hold of me in the past, to be able to help other men and other women and leaders break through of the chains and the weight that they've been carrying around with them, a lot of shame and guilt getting broken off in these CEO of Your Life events. So really, really excited about what my team and I are doing there, and how Holy Spirit's working in it. We did that online, and man, we knew Holy Spirit was going to show up and do a thing, but you know, strategically, it makes it a whole lot more difficult when you can't shake somebody's hand, when you can't give somebody a piece of paper or a workbook. And so there was a whole lot more adversity and obstacles that we had to get through, in addition to keeping people's attention through a computer when life has so many distractions and reminders and notifications going off. But man, we did an incredible job, incredible execution, to the point that at minimum, and this is only the people who have slid up in my DM and told us, but for the very first time ever, over 25 people at minimum receive Jesus for the very first time throughout the process of the CEO of your life. On day four, we actually did an altar call. So it's just awesome, man, because this CEO of your life, you know, on paper, and when we run ads for it, it's not a religious experience. You know, when people come into that space, they have a relationship experience, and not just a relationship with us, but man, we invite Holy Spirit to be a part of every single thing that we do and every part of our life. There is congruence and there is alignment. So really, really excited to get back rolling with this podcast. Really excited for you guys to hear from the two guys that are sitting next to me. One of them, you know really well, Pastor King Connor, and another one, Tevin Schindler, you're going to hear from very soon. He's got an amazing story. But the thing we're looking forward to, and I just wanted to tease it now, and we'll talk about it at the end of the show again, is we're taking the CEO of your life 2-day live immersive workshop to Texas, baby. To Texas. We're going to the Lone Star State. I feel like I belong in freaking Texas. I am freaking American Muscle, man. Put me in Texas and I'm going to fit right in. In addition to, we're hosting the CEO of Your Life workshop event at my mentor's church, Elevate Life, actually in Frisco, Texas. It will be legacy building. Everything that we just talked about earlier, that's what we're going to go through. I guarantee you will leave that room clear, concise, confident, and motivated to go out and do life. Anything else I want to add on to that, King Connor?
No, I think we're good on that.
Okay, good, man. I think it's time to get into the prayers.
Let's do it.
Holy Spirit, we thank you. We honor you for being with us right now. We just ask you to fill every space that can hear my voice right now, every car, every headphone, every gym that we're in. We ask for you to bring peace, to bring focus, to bring presence right now, your presence. So your word can be heard through our voice on this podcast. And we declare these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right. So I don't want to teach a bunch today. We've been doing actually a ton of that, but that's not why I don't want to teach today. I love to hear stories. I love to learn through stories. And I believe the greatest teacher is experience. And so somebody that I'm going to introduce you to actually joined our team as a full-time, all-in warrior for Jesus inside of the King's Council. He is a coach inside of the King's Council, and he is also my new right-hand man because Pastor King Connor has been promoted in the empire that we're building, this kingdom empire that we're building. And so, Tevin, why don't you help me kind of tee Tevin up a little bit real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much we could say about Tevin. Man, we got to meet this guy in the beginning half of last year of 2020, probably around April or May when we started doing Mighty 300. And it was through Mighty 300 that this guy was probably our biggest cheerleader.
No, not probably.
No, he was definitely.
He was my favorite day one.
He was our biggest cheerleader.
I thought he could have been a weirdo, though. Like, he was that awesome. You know, he's there always on time. He's always leaning into the screen. Go ahead.
Yeah, always on time, leaning into the screen. And after every session, I kid you not, we would see a notification on Instagram of him saying, hey, this is what I just got out of Mighty 300. I was aligned with some mighty men. They taught me so many incredible lessons, and he was just hyping us up, hyping up everything that we were doing. And now it's so crazy to see what God has done full circle. That was probably 9 months ago where we first got to see Tevin's face on a Zoom screen, and we got to go to Vegas together. Mm-hmm. He came out and met us in Las Vegas at an event that we were going to for Dr. Billy Allsbrooks, and him and I were being little crazy kids again, riding these little moped electric motorbikes throughout the Vegas Strip and having fun. And kind of the rest has been history ever since we've gotten to really know this mighty man of God. And long story short, he's now a part of the team. Him and I have the honor of living together. We got an apartment together here in Carlsbad, California. He's one of my best friends, and it's a huge blessing to this team. And I cannot wait to see what God is going to continue to do in his life alone and the men and women that he will be able to impact.
So tell us a little bit about your story, man. How did you get into this fold? Let's start with Mighty 300. How did you end up being in my backyard right now, like as full of energy and on fire for life the way that you are?
Yeah, man, that progression is wild. And to think I'm sitting here right now, there's no way that I could have drawn it up. There's no way that
I'm just going to turn his mic down now.
He's a loud guy.
got a loud voice, powerful voice. But I had certain expectations or vision for my life, and then coming in alignment with you guys, that ceiling was blown off.
Come on, man.
So diving into Mighty 300, like King Connor just said, it was one of those things that I didn't even necessarily know that I needed it so much. In the time of my life, the period, the season that I was in my life, I didn't know that it was so important for myself to align myself with the right people and just dive all in. And that's exactly what I did. So it started out that 5 days a week, and my alarm couldn't go off quick enough. I was up an hour before the alarm, prepping, getting ready, because I knew that the more I bought in, the more I dove in and leaned into that screen, the more I was going to get out. And I was literally, day one, I was seeing that feedback and seeing the changes in my life because I was all in and applying what I was learning to my everyday life. And so a couple of weeks went by, and we were at 5 days a week, and my grandma started noticing, my parents started noticing, my niece and my nephew, everybody started noticing this change in me. Not just physically, of course, I was putting my head down and working in the gym on the physical side of things, but it was the mental side of things, of that alignment that you're going to hear it a lot, the alignment of getting around like-minded people that were attacking life. I didn't necessarily know that I was doing anything wrong, that I was missing out on anything until I would open the door and seeing the fruit of what you, Steve, you, Pastor King Connor, what you guys had in your life. I knew, that's why I say the ceiling was blown off, because I knew that there was way more potential that I had in my life than what I was living in that moment. So when I really started diving into that potential, expanding the vision, expanding my goals, and building the man that I wanted to be, it was so cool seeing that all of the relationships in my life were bettering. They were leveling up because I was leveling myself up. I was building the man that I wanted to become and the man I am now. And that was opening so many doors. So the progression of that, leading right out of Mighty 300, we led into Man Academy.
Yeah.
Man Academy was one-on-one coaching, essentially. Well, it was group coaching, but smaller group. You know, we started out with a really small group, and so it was so intimate, and just getting that time with the lions that we would meet twice a week and just feeding off of each other. Implementing them into my life, without me having to do anything, it kind of cut the ties. It trimmed the fat, if you will, of the other relationships that I had that weren't producing the fruit that I wanted in my life. I was seeing what I wanted, the man I wanted to be, the eventually the father I wanted to be, the friend I wanted to be. I was living that out. And so when I would see that with my current relationships or current family members or friends, I would see that they weren't on that same path, didn't have the same mindset that I did. And so it was easier to cut those ties. Like I said, when I was living it, I didn't necessarily know that that was a bad thing. I was just going through life and everything's good, right? You got money.
It's really easy to get conformed to the patterns of this world. Yeah. And part of the patterns of this world are the relationships.
That's exactly
it. And one of the things that's really important, sorry to cut you off, and I just wanted to give you a breather, but my son, it's so important for me to get him around other mighty men, because if I can get my son around other men, they can help get the job done, and it doesn't have to just come from me. So for me to get my son around guys like you or Coach Smith or any of the other, you know, mighty men that I have in my life, it's those alignments that I have with those men. And it's really important for people to hear when Tevin is talking about this, is when he's getting around people who have the fruit in their life that he wants. And so a lot of times, if you'll watch on social media, it is so freaking frustrating. Is it when people see somebody like winning on Instagram, and granted, I get it, guys, everybody's winning on Instagram, but when you see somebody like really winning on Instagram, example, somebody gets drafted into the NFL, you'll see a lot of haters, a lot of haters come out trying to chop that tree down because he sprouted, he's starting to blossom and he's starting to produce fruit. You know, he's making money now. And the frustrating part is that is the opposite of alignment, like chopping somebody down, man. Get close to that tree. Ask them questions. Look at what they're eating. Look at what they're reading. Look at what they're watching. Look at how many hours they're sleeping. Look at the language that they speak, not just the words that are coming in there out of their mouth. Like, all of those things are fruit producing. And when you can get around people that are producing the type of fruit that you want, like, emulate their language, emulate the way that they prioritize relationships or the way they prioritize their quiet time in the morning. Like, those are the types of things that I want everyone to hear when Tevin is talking about initially being attracted to the Mighty 300, because the Mighty 300 was just, it was a small devotional for 15 or 20 minutes. And then we did a live workout for 30 minutes together. But what talking to Tevin, being around men, having the conversations that we were having, inspired him to come closer, inspired him to come back every single day. And we had Mighty 300 5 days a week for like 3.5 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And he was at every single one of them. And that's what I want you guys to hear. It's not just enough to get around other people. You have to practice doing what they're doing that produces that fruit. Just proximity is not enough. That's mm-hmm. the first step. And like, this is the first podcast of the year and everybody wants to talk about vision. But we're not going to talk about vision until next week, because more important than vision is the alignments that you have, because those will predict your vision. I'm from Terre Haute, Indiana, and this is not a shot at my hometown. I love my hometown. But a lot of my friends from high school that stayed in Terre Haute, they're doing about what their parents were doing when they were in high school, because they aligned themselves with people inside of Terre Haute. And the way that those people think, and I'm not saying everybody in Terre Haute's this way, but there's a certain style of thinking in Terre Haute, Indiana, and some of it's stinking thinking,
right.
And that stinking thinking is going to produce stinking results.
Yep.
And so I was very blessed that I got a college scholarship for my athletics, and I was exposed to other fruit in other cities. And so it's really important. I want to throw it back to Tevin, and really, I'll let you kind of pick it up from about Man Academy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you just said something that triggered a thought of mine. And as far, not just that proximity isn't the only thing that's going to get you to the top, that ultimate end goal and who you want to be in life. It's that action. And it's so easy. A good example is you see someone investing in real estate or something, right? Once they get 10 years down the road, it's really easy to say, man, I should have invested in real estate, right? But you see them doing what they're doing. You never necessarily take that leap of faith or make that jump. And that was one of the biggest things for me is I knew that realistically, if we're being real, that anyone can be anything that they want for an hour a day, right? You can hop on a Zoom call and you can hop on Instagram. You can put those pictures up and you can be whoever you want. And that was that little reservation that Connor mentioned before, that about a week before we were going to Vegas, I get a text from Steve. Hey, boys are rallying in Vegas. And I'm like, to fill you in, I'm not this type of person. I'm like, give me six months, right? I'll plan it out. I'll get it on the books and right. I'll request time off of work, all this different stuff. And hey, literally, if you're not doing anything this Friday or Saturday, be in Vegas, right? So I dove into prayer. I booked my ticket, show up in Vegas. And I had that reservation of, you know what, like, are these guys really who I think they are? Are these guys really the real deal? Do they really value the same things that I value? Or do they put together a script for an hour a day, right? Like, that was my test, if you will, on figuring out, are these guys really who I feel that they are and who I think that they are? And the first hug, walk up, see this silverback gorilla standing in a hotel lobby, and he turned around, and just the sincerity and how genuine it was of like, so good to see you, instant family, I knew I was in the right spot. And that I know that's a big lesson for people, that it's so easy to get wrapped up in our thoughts and in the mental blocks of like, you know what, maybe it's not what I think it's going to be. Maybe this relationship isn't what I think it's going to be. And sometimes you just got to go and figure it out. Sometimes you need to take that leap of faith, make that jump and dive in. And that was really the time when I was all in, if I wasn't already before. We got into Man Academy and I knew that I wanted this for my life. A little backstory again is I was heavy into the fitness, physical fitness side of things, personal training. I thought that was my passion, my calling. Coming in alignment with Steve, this tribe, this family, it opened up the door that I'm called to so much more. All five of those pillars, not just the physical pillar. So mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, all the different things that I want to help people with, and I will be helping people with, and that I knew that it was bigger than just getting them ripped, getting a six pack, or get building their cardio. And so we showed up a few weeks later, showed up to the first CEO of Your Life event here in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
we had an after party at Steve's backyard, and Scott Thomas.
Yeah, you just came down to serve. Yeah.
Just came down to serve. Yeah. Yep.
So just to clear it up for everybody listening, so we hosted our very first CEO of Your Life 2-day workshop about 4 months ago.
It was in October.
Yeah, October of last year, and we asked Tevin. I said, "Hey, Tevin, man, we're gonna have about 75 people come in here. We've never done a live event before. We could really use your support, man." And he came down. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I came down. We did an after-party barbecue in Steve's backyard, and Scott Thomas, one of our partners, he's one of our head honchos in King's Council Coaching. He kept speaking. If you want something, you need to speak into existence. Let the world wants to help you. God wants to help you with all these different things. And so I'm pacing around. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to tell these guys, but I went up to them, Steve, Scott, Riley, and I said, "You guys, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but I'm going to work with you guys. I'm going to be taking on life."
You didn't say it to me. You said it to Scott.
Scott,
you said
Riley.
To Riley.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't know that you said it to them. Don't forget that part.
Oh, yeah, true. So and Riley, Meek, he goes, "I'm standing in agreement with you. I do not doubt that you will," right? So for me, I'm like, well, okay, went a little better than I thought, right? Still no idea how or when this is going to play out. And of course, I'm diving into prayer. I'm like, God, like, this is what I want. Like, selfishly, this is what I want, but I know that I can be that platform for so many people to elevate their life and all five of those pillars. And I want to take on life, and I know that you're going to help me through this. And so what was it, a week or two or
4 days after?
No, it was the next day. Or no, it was Thursday. It was because we had the event on Monday, Tuesday. And then Wednesday is when I got that DM from Chad Wright.
Right.
And I had never met Chad Wright. And Chad Wright's like, "Hey, man," I'm saying it in my Chad Wright voice over the DM. He goes, "Hey, man, I see what you're doing. I love Jesus Christ too. I'm going to help you. Let's talk." And he sent me his number. Then I called him on Wednesday, and he's like, "Dude," he's like, "Whatever you want to do, I'll do it. I'll fly down there." He said, "Wherever you want to do this thing, we're going to do this thing." And so that was like a real amazing thing for me, because I had been like, man, that was a guy that I'd been watching.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I'd love to align with that guy. And then the very next day was a Thursday, and I was on that road right over there when I called Riley, and I said something to you first, right?
Yep.
What did I say? We were working out.
Yeah, we were working out. And so Wednesday night, you were talking about the Chad Wright thing. Like,
I was so jazzed
crazy
up about Chad Wright. I love
him. And then
him.
Thursday morning, you're like, you mentioned something about, we need to hire Tevin. Like, I want to call Riley right now. We're going to reach out, and this guy's going to be a part of our team somehow. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know this guy is meant to be running with us. So then you call Riley, and Riley...
Well, you were in the car with me.
Yeah,
when
I was in the car
it
with
was
you.
Right, on
right
that,
down here.
It was literally right
we were
there.
Heading to Crunch Fitness.
I remember exactly where I was.
And so we were heading to Crunch Fitness. We called Riley, and Riley's like... And you told Riley about the Chad Wright conversation, the DM that he sent you.
Yeah.
And then you told Riley, "Hey, this is what Chad's going to do with us, but then also I want to bring Tevin on board somehow. What does that look like?" And Riley was...
I was pretty much asking Riley for permission.
For permission.
Because I don't do the business stuff.
And then Riley's like, "You got to be kidding me. Did Tevin reach out to you or anything?" Tevin literally had that conversation with me Tuesday night a couple days ago. And so this was just God confirmation that this was something from God. We didn't know when it was going to happen because we didn't know Tevin's timetable or whatnot. So then we end the call with Riley. We're all on the same page. We get to Crunch Fitness. You and I are warming up, stretching. And then we FaceTime Tevin. And maybe, Tevin, do you want to share real quick what that FaceTime call was all about?
Real quick, I want to add to it. So I texted Riley. I think it was the night before when you were talking to Chad Wright and all this different stuff. I'm like, "Hey, I just want to honor you for showing up the way that you did. P.S. I'm still speaking into existence that I'm going to work with you guys," right? Like, that was before anything. And he tells me, that was the night before, he tells me, "I don't doubt that you will. I'm standing in agreement. Expect a call soon." So me, I'm pacing back and forth. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? You know, like, is that like, stay ready? You know what I mean? Like, sharpen up. Like, you know, like,
I remember
when
an NFL coach would tell me, like, "Hey, man, you had a great workout. Stay ready." Well, what
stay
does that
ready.
Mean?
What
does
I
that mean, like,
right?
you,
how long?
You, like, does that mean, like, if the punter doesn't do well this weekend, you're going to fire him and then call me? Or does that mean,
five
like,
months,
next year?
Be ready next year, you know? Like, so I have no idea, right? Literally, like, 5 hours later, I get a call, a FaceTime call, and we'd exchange messages and stuff, but I knew something was up. I just, deep down, I'm like, this is, Riley said, expect a call soon. So I was actually at work and step out, and you and Pastor King Connor just say, "Hey, listen, We don't. It's pretty much a God thing, right? Like right. we're all in the same boat. Like it wasn't like we've been drawing this up and we have everything mapped out and you just hit me with the you just pray on it. We're praying on it, that type of thing. And for me, selfishly, I was ready to go right then and there. But following up with that, I of course dove into prayer. And for me, I started putting my, and here's a lesson I think a lot of people can dive into and take from this is I put my own timeline on that call and that transition or this move that I had coming up. Like, you know what? It's like, November? You know, like just beginning in November, yep. I'm like, yeah, probably early next year or something. We'll figure it out. Like, you know, like the typical timeline that I had been working through. And I dove into prayer. We get on a call. I think it was 3 days after that FaceTime. Mm-hmm. We get on a call and say, you know what? December 1st, we want you down here.
My wife was freaking out. She goes, wait a minute. So you're hiring him for this company that isn't really making much profit yet. I go, baby, don't worry about it. God is going to deliver. Our supplements are going to get back in stock. Everybody's going to buy tons of Hulk juice and the Holy Grail of gut health and the 30-day metabolic reset. And sure enough, man, God delivered. We did really, really well. So if anybody listening right now, if you guys supported us with the supplements and the programs, I'm on day, what are we on? Day 12? Of the 30-day metabolic reset.
Day 12, yep.
So I do want to butt in here real quick and just drop this nugget out of the book.
One second before go into that, because I think it would be good for a lot of people to hear out there too, is many of you are thinking like, this is like a too good to be true story. Like Tevin, in April of 2020, we were actually on the same turf golf course doing the devotional and the live workout, and you were on the other computer screen.
That's so funny.
And so many of you guys out there might think, well, that's just like a once in a lifetime opportunity. Like that thing cannot happen for me. But what I love about Tevin is he valued what Steve, what myself, what Ace, what we were doing. And he's like, I'm going to make it my way to serve this group of people. I'm going to make it my way to honor them all the time. Sure. So he valued what we valued. And that's eventually what led him to be aligned with us. So I just want to encourage you guys. Tevin was bluntly was a random guy, April of 2020. None of us, Steve, myself, Ace, Riley, Scott, Thomas, none of us met him. But it was because he was serving, because he was always going the extra mile, because he valued what we valued, and he decided to get to us and come to Vegas and take that leap of faith of, I'm going to take a couple days off of work and come to Vegas for an event and get to meet these guys. Mm-hmm. And he took a leap of faith. Just like we hear the story in the Bible of when Jesus is walking on water, and Peter is like about to step out in the boat and walk towards Jesus. And Peter ended up walking on water. But all Jesus said to Peter was come. Peter didn't know how he was going to walk on water. He didn't know the circumstances. He didn't know what was going to happen next, but he trusted what Jesus said. That was enough. And so Tevin was a guy that just trusted and heard that nudge from the Holy Spirit. I need to do life with these guys. And he decided to be on those mighty 300. He decided to serve us, get connected, get planted, and everything that we were doing, which led him to now working with us. And now him and I get to live together and do life together. So I just wanted to share that with you. Just like Peter in the Bible didn't know how he was going to walk on water, he trusted Jesus. So maybe some of you guys don't know how different things are going to happen. You don't know about your alignment, your purpose for your life. Just trust what God is telling you and take that step, because you could be the Tevin Schindler of 2021. I believe there's going to be many more stories of people that we're going to hear about that have heard Tevin's story from the last 9 months and be like, you know what? If God did it for him, he can also do it for me. So, Steve, I know you want to get into some alignments, reading out of this book real quick.
No, that was good, man. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's the point of this.
Right.
It's not for us to get off of here and you guys be like, oh, man, dude, I'm going to go follow Tevin. He seems so cool, man. What an awesome story and an awesome opportunity. It's like American Idol, you know? Yeah. No, man. Like, this is for everybody.
Anyone
like
can
God
do it.
Wants this type of favor for everybody. Yeah. But the reason that Tevin was able to receive the favor that he was able to receive is because he saw men that valued something that he also valued, but they were doing life at a different tempo, at a different cadence, with a different trajectory. And he wanted to be around that. And so when he got around that, things started to shift for him and he started to dream differently. That's why we didn't do vision on the first podcast of 2021, because we want you to understand, like, look at your life like a refrigerator and look at all of the things that are in your refrigerator. It's time to clean everything out. And then let's selectively put the things into our refrigerator that we want to have in 2021. Like, get all the stuff that's taken up space. You know, open up the jar. Look at the expiration. Some of those things are toxic for you, but you just keep letting them be in your life. You keep following them on social media when they don't make you feel or do better. You keep watching the same things at night that are not giving you the dreams that you need. You keep watching TV late at night that's robbing you of the rest that you need to wake up and be focused in the morning to take back the power. I mean, so many people are not giving their bodies what they need, but then they're having high expectations of their body or of their mind or of their focus or of their gifts. But you got to give yourself what you need. And part of giving yourself what you need are these alignments. This is biblical, guys. This is not like some opinion or some trick that I learned from Herm Edwards or Jack Del Rio. So I want to read out of this book written by Keith Kraft, my mentor. It's called Leadershipology. It's awesome. I leave it by my toilet. I'm just keeping it real. But they're really short, and I can read them in 5 to 7 minutes. And the one that I want to read is about alignment. And this is the quote that Pastor Keith wrote. Who you choose to align yourself with will determine your next level in life, whether you go up or down, get better or worse, move forward or move backwards, and most importantly, whether you find fulfillment or disillusionment. And then at the end of each one of these quotes, he does a TBQ, and it's a thought behind the quote. This is his thought behind that quote. Choosing who you will go through life with is more important than any assignment you will ever have. In other words, your alignments are more important than your assignments. It is not where you work that is most important, but is who you work with. The who is with you will always be more important than the what you are doing. Mm. If you don't have the right people to share your life with, it doesn't matter what you do, how much money you make, or where you are. When you choose the right people to be in your life, you are making the right choice to go up, to get better, to move forward, and you will find fulfillment. My dear friends, Charles Tremendous Jones said, 10 years from now, you will be in a summation of the books you have read and the people you have met. Through books, we read the best part of what someone has to say. Through people, we experience the best and worst part of what they have to say. So I say that to say this. What Tevin was speaking about earlier is when, for whatever reason, maybe it was social media, that you found out I was doing a devotional and a live workout when the pandemic started. And you were like, hey, I like that guy. Maybe it's his muscles. Maybe it's his family. Something. I'm going to show up for this. It was the right person. I was the right person for you the season that you were in. And that's really important for people to hear. It's not that like Steve Weatherford's the man. It's that Steve Weatherford was the right person for Tevin in the season that he was in. The messenger, like the package that God wrapped me in, 6'3", 200 and whatever pounds, and, you know, kind of a little bit of a hillbilly from Indiana, but I keep it real. That was the right messenger to let a message land for Tevin. So hear me when I say this. This is called the order of alignment. This is what Keith Kraft has taught me, and I've applied it into my life over the last 3 years, and it works like gangbusters. When the right people get in the right place at the right time, the right things happen. So as we just talked about, for whatever reason, I was the right person for Tevin. And he said earlier in Vegas, he said, spot. You said this spot. I wrote it down as you were talking about the right spot, the right people in the right place. And it wasn't until you got to Vegas, Tevin, that you actually got that big gorilla hug and you were around Connor and you were like, dang, I hung out with these dudes for like 2.5 days. And they're like as cool or cooler as what they felt like, you know, through a computer screen, right place and the right time. You said, hey, usually it's like 6 months before I would like plan something out like this. And, you know, dude, you're on the grind just like everybody else. And finances isn't something that was flowing like, you know what I mean? But you made it the right time. And that's the encouragement that I want to give to everybody right now. Find somebody that has what you that you want, the fruit that you want, like not just the money that you want, like find somebody that has the fruit in the areas that matter most to you. And go be around that person. And for Tevin just had to take action. Action creates clarity. Yep. And how do you get to that, the right people, the right place at the right time? How do you get to the right things happening? Mm. Well, you got to find that right person. And you got to go put yourself in the game. That's the other thing that I wrote down that you do an incredible job of. You put yourself in the game. You put yourself in position to be able to make the play. Another perfect example is when we went skydiving.
Oh, yeah.
We were only scheduled for three of us to go skydiving. Tevin wasn't on the docket to be able to, the clearance to go dive with us. I'm like, Tevin, if you'd like to come and take pictures with us, I'd love for you to come because we need it for Instagram story, et cetera. If you'd like to jump, come along. You never know. And Tevin says to me, he goes, dude, I'm coming. He's like,
he's like, I'm going to be on that plane.
Yeah, if there's a chance I can jump, I'm coming. I'm like, well, there's definitely a chance. So he made his way. And this is what I want everybody to hear. And this is the difference between Tevin and everybody else. He made a place for himself at the table by serving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hear that when I say this. He found somebody that he admired. He was decisive and he took action to be around them. But when he was around that person, he wasn't just asking, how can you make my life better? He came to the table serving. And because of the way he served us at the table, like metaphorically, we made a place for him.
Yeah.
We're like, thank you so much for being who you are. You're amazing. You're an ultimate encourager. You're passionate. You're committed. You're focused. You're a servant to what we're trying to accomplish. And it wasn't like he was just like serving us. He was serving our mission by serving us so we could be better at what it was we were doing. And we were serving people as well. And so the right people get in the right place at the right time. The right things happen. So apply that to your life. If there's a place you want to go or a person that you want to become, get around a person who has done that race and won that trophy and become that person and ask them, how can I serve you? And if that person is the right person, they're going to make a place for you at their table, and they're going to want to serve you and want to press you forward. I'm sure you guys have a little bit to add onto that.
Just one thing, and Connor was touching on it before. I was in the same boat. It's so easy to get into the mindset of, man, it is going to take so long if you want to build this dream life. I can honestly say and full-heartedly say that I'm living my best life in every single category, every aspect of my life right now.
Man.
And it is because I made those decisions. I incorporated the daily doses of discomfort and discipline. I put myself, Steve was mentioning, put myself into the game to where I knew that if I focused and I put in the work and I put my head down, I knew that that sun would be shining sooner rather than later. Mm. And just an encouragement piece to everybody else. It really is sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see those blessings. If you decide to go all in on what it is, your purpose, your calling, your passion, if you cut the ties, we talk about the championship diet all the time,
mm-hmm.
same analogy of cleaning out the fridge. If you really sit down and focus what that vision, what that lifestyle, what you want to be as a person, if you really sharpen that up, work your way backwards, and incorporate those daily disciplines throughout the day. It is, and Scott Thomas said it. He said, you would be amazed how fast your life can change if you change your life fast.
Mm.
So if you just flip that switch, you can do that anytime. It doesn't have to be January 1st. It doesn't have to be in a month. It doesn't have to be on a Monday to start the diet. You can make what you're hearing right now, you can apply this as you get off this call or as you get off this podcast. You can apply it right now, and that's going to ultimately be a block into building that man that you want to be.
You could tell Tevin's used to coaching people on Zoom because he goes, and as soon as we get off of this call, I mean podcast, because I've never been on this podcast, but I'm used to coaching mighty men on the. It's good.
So good. Yeah, there's just one other thing too that I want to add, and I saw this. I was looking up for some quotes on alignment, and so many people think like, man, I'm going to get this promotion in this amount of time, or I'll be able to do all these things over a set amount of days, mm-hmm. years, whatever it may be. And I saw this quote and it just stood out to me. It says, it doesn't take time. It just takes the right alignment. And so literally look in your life and see, maybe like Steve was talking about, taking inventory. Where are you aligned with some toxic people? Like, where are you aligned in your life that is keeping you small, keeping you from really where you want to be? And I just want to challenge you guys. It just takes that right alignment.
Mm-hmm.
That right alignment at the right time is what Steve is talking about. In the right place, the right things are going to happen. But I just want to encourage you guys. Tevin is physically sitting on the turf where we did Mighty 300, and I still think is the craziest thing
That's
ever.
Funny. That is really
That you
cool.
are a random guy that we didn't even know April 2020. Now I'm living with you.
With a mustache,
with
the
mustache. Now I'm living with you, now you're here joining us on the podcast today, getting the honor and ability to coach all the mighty men in King's Council as well that you get to do. But it just took that right alignment. And I can say for myself, when I got myself even aligned with Steve Weatherford back in February of last year, I got to see and live the greatest year of my life. Mm-hmm. But it was because I decided to get myself aligned with a mighty man that was there, that was going to push me, that was going to encourage me, that saw the greatness on the inside of me that I may not have seen at the moment. I knew I was great in some areas, and I was doing that within the church my whole life, or literally the last 5 years being plugged in at Awakened Church. But it took a Steve Weatherford alignment to really get confident in my speaking ability, my coaching ability, to be confident in who I am and what God has created me to do, to now have influence in the secular world as well. As I have influence in the church, but I don't want to be one-dimensional. I want to be someone that is influential in the church, in the marketplace, in the secular world, to all the kids, all the generations, people younger than me and people older than me. But it came from having that right alignment. So we could talk all day about alignments and how serving unlocks, but I just love your story, Tevin, and how you were a random guy April 2020, yep, but are now believing, or now you're doing a podcast with us, you're working with us, and it was because you're like, I'm gonna believe it, I'm gonna declare it, I'm gonna get aligned, and I know God's gonna do the rest.
Come on, that's it.
That's good, man. And one of the things for you, Connor, thank you for that honor, that I wanted to add to that is your willingness to do really scary, uncomfortable things. Man, you should have seen how nervous he was a year ago. It was about a year ago, probably about 10 months ago.
Yeah, it was
the first time I asked you.
I was like, March or something.
I'd like to have you on my podcast because I believe your story and your testimony can really, really affect people. Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, no problem. But I knew because
we were at his pool in his backyard.
I remember
the old
being
house.
Like 23 years old. You know, and I remember the first time I did like an interview.
Yeah.
I was so nervous. Interviews are like 30 seconds after a game.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, yeah, come be on a podcast with me and tell your story. Mm. And I knew he was going to be nervous. Talk about that for a minute. That was so good.
Yeah. I just from that moment, from March 2020 till now, I don't even feel or act like the same man. I'm just so much more confident in who God has created me to be. And I think it was finally realizing that there is value and there is worth on the inside of me, mm-hmm, and that I don't need to look for the approval and the pleasure of men, that I can literally trust that God has created me uniquely and differently from every single person. So I'm just going to be who God has called me to be. I'm not going to try and be a copycat of a Steve Weatherford or a Tevin Schindler. I'm going to be the best original that God has created me to be. So going back to when Steve asked me to do that podcast about a year ago in March 2020, we were out by his pool and he was doing some social media and he's like, hey, I want you to be on my podcast with me tomorrow. I want you to share my story. And I'm like, yep, I'm good. And then I turn around and I'm like, oh my gosh, Steve just asked me to be on his podcast. He's got so many people that follow him. What if I say the wrong thing? And I was literally so terrified. I went home that night and I'm like, God, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Like, I started writing down on my notepad different things I wanted to say. And then I came across actually something that I wrote a year and a half prior to that. Cool. And I was just going through a rough time. I had a separation with the girl that I was with, and a lot of things weren't going the way I thought they were going. And I came across this note on my phone, and it was basically this I am statement that I had for myself. And I basically said, like, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a world changer. I'm attractive. I'm all these different things. And then I said, my voice will be made known all around the world, not because of my special speaking ability, but because I'm just continuing to trust in God. And I literally read that note, and it was this whole I am statement. I ended up putting it on my Instagram a few months ago. But after I read that, it gave me the peace that, you know what, Connor, you're called to do this. Like, don't be afraid. Go on to this podcast. Have fun. And yes, I was a little bit scared. And the way I spoke on that podcast is not how I speak now, just because I'm got more comfortable with reps. But I literally, once I read that note that I wrote on my phone a year and a half prior to when Steve asked me to come on that show, I was like, you know what? God ordained me to be here. I didn't force myself to be in this position. I never asked Steve, hey, can I come on your podcast? He came to me. And so I know, like, people are going to start promoting you and elevating you. And it's because God has ordained you to be there in that moment and to share your truth and share your story, because it can help set so many other people free.
Real quick on that, and I actually have never told you this, but I think it's a good word for people who are listening, that one of the biggest reasons that
don't mind our neighbor's dog barking right now. This is real life, guys.
He's shouting us down, shouting King Connor down. I know that this will be a word for somebody, and I went through the progression of course, you look at that fruit that we were talking about before, and seeing, like King Connor mentioned, you are not the same person that you were 10 months ago. Like, and I saw that, right? Coming in March or April, coming into Mighty 300, where you were just behind the camera, right? Maybe once a week or something, you'd be out in front of the camera of just being the shy little kid. That is kind of how we describe it. And seeing your progression and seeing the mighty man that you are today, and just how that is transpiring and how that's playing out, and is one honor to you, Steve, of me seeing you pouring into Connor, of filling his cup and developing his skills and his leadership role. And so that was it was a lot easier for me to make that leap of faith, because I was watching it unfold,
so
and I could see myself stepping into, even though Connor, you're 23 years old, right? The mightiest 23-year-old that I know, but you're 23 years old. So I envision myself stepping into that role, and this is a word for everyone listening, that we talk about it a lot. You don't have to be a pro. You don't have to be where you want to be, or you don't have to be the Tony Robbins. You don't have to be the Billy Graham.
Resume is unimportant.
It is unimportant. All you have to be is have that one step, and that one step for me that Connor was living out is getting outside of that comfort zone of knowing that, you know what, I may not be ready for this podcast, but I feel called to do it. I told myself I was going to do it. For me to better myself, I need to be stepping out of that comfort zone. And so a lot of people may be watching where you're at right now in life. They may be watching what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're eating, if you will, with that championship diet. And for us, if we're on mission, on path to become that the people that we are supposed to become, that we're meant to be, then you're helping more people than you know outside looking in, even if they're not telling you that's the case. So for me, I was outside looking in, looking at Connor's progression. I'm saying, you know what? If this old kid is turning into this mighty man in 4 months, I could do that, right?
Come on.
It was inspiring to me without him doing anything to me, without him saying anything to me, just
him
living his life and the progression of that leadership scale or ladder that he was climbing. That was building me up.
Right.
So that's an encouragement to you guys that you're building everyone up, whether it's your kids, your friends, your family, whatever, whoever is watching your life, that doesn't necessarily have to be spoken. You're still leading them.
I love that.
That's good, man. All right, well, I'm going to flip this page back, because I know at the end of this show, we wanted to mention the opportunity for anybody that's listening right now who's hearing about these different alignments. I mean, for me, I just read out of Keith Kraft's book. He is the number one person that I say influences me right now, that is living and breathing, aside from, you know, my alignment with Christ. But this is an opportunity in Frisco, Texas, on January 25th and 26th, Dallas, actually Frisco, Texas. You're going to have an opportunity to come into this space, a 2-day event. It's $97. We're talking $43.50 a day, and it's going to be a good, 6 hours a day?
Absolutely.
And we're going to dig in deep. We've got exercises like vital signs to see where you're at right now, where you're putting your time, and where you want to put your time in 2021. We're going to put you back into that CEO role so you can see, the same way a CEO of a giant conglomerate corporation business is going to look at the P&L sheets, the profits and losses. We're going to help you do that in every area of your life. Like, where is energy going, and what is the ROI for that energy? And is that like something that at the end of this year, I'm going to be happy if I have more of? So we're going to help you to identify the things that you're doing that are helping you win right now. We're going to help you identify the things that you're doing right now that aren't helping you win. And we're going to give you a blueprint to be able to stop doing that, because that's the hardest part. Hey, awesome. It's like watching game film with Tom Coffin. He's like, hey, Steve, these three things that you did, they're awesome. Keep doing them. I mean, you're a pro, you're expected to, but keep doing those. And this other thing, stop doing that. Well, those bad habits, that's what they are. So we want to talk to you about that, because in order for you to, like Tevin said, change your life fast, you got to do it fast.
Yep.
And we want to give you the tools that are going to change that. And we also want to give you the community and the freaking support, man. So Frisco, Texas, CEO of Your Life event. This is not just for entrepreneurs. We got dads, we got moms, we've had teenagers in there. My son's been in there. If you want a breakthrough, this is it, guys. Tevin, Connor, you guys can kind of jump in there and give any other information that we want to on this. But the time is now, man. It's the order of alignment. the right people at the right place at the right time, the right things are going to happen. I guess one other thing that I wanted to mention, that we're going to upgrade the ability. If you absolutely can't fly in and be in the space with us, we highly encourage that. Send me a DM. We've got a hotel recommendation for you. It's going to be at Elevate Life Church, but we're going to upgrade the virtual so you can zoom in. We're going to have a moderator. If you have questions, they'll be able to ask those to us live, and we're going to upgrade our camera equipment, our audio equipment. We're taking it. Yeah. We're taking the next level.
I actually just got a text from Mike Finn, and he just sent me all the stuff that we need to do to improve our video and audio for the virtual event. But it's going to be a life-changing event. Definitely come out to Frisco, Texas. Come hang out with us, develop relationships, and get around some amazing people. We'll drop the link to claim your spot in the show notes below. But other than that, I know it's going to be an amazing trip, and it's going to be an amazing time, and I can't wait to see you guys there.
Come on, man. CEO of your life, it's time to take the power back. Tevin Schindler, incredible job on this podcast. Dude, we are so blessed and so honored. And I mean that, man. Those aren't just words that I'm saying because people are listening to it. I am honored that I get to fight and build what we're doing right now alongside of you, dude. My family loves you. I really can't believe how much my wife, like every day, she's like, I love Tevin. He's so helpful because we work out of my house. So as you guys are listening to this, Tevin is at my house all day, every day, the same way that Connor was last year in the season that he was in, and having to come over at, you know, we're doing Zooms at 7 a.m. every single morning. That's what he did. Every single morning, he got up at 5:30, set everything up so I could come down and deliver my word, and to be able to have you step into that position that he's in, knowing what you know, the promotion that God has brought you to, man. I'm just so excited about what this year has for you. I know last year was wild. Bro, you ain't seen nothing yet, man.
That was just the appetizer for us. Man. I know that 2020 was great for all three of us at this table right now, but that was just a glimpse of what God's going to do in 2021.
Yeah, man. Tevin, you want to pray us out of here, man?
Let's get it. First off, I'll say I appreciate that honor because I hear that. And of course, you know I love your family.
Yeah, man.
Heavenly Father, we want to bring you thanks. We want to give it all to you. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be sitting here. King Connor wouldn't be sitting here. And we wouldn't have this alignment with all these mighty men, specifically Steve. We want to give you thanks for developing me into the person that I am, the man that I am today, because you know that I'm going to give you that honor. That's one thing that is heavy on my heart is serving, and I want to serve you in the best of my ability, and I know that you're working through me to do that.
Come on.
I want to thank you for my relationships that I've built, the relationships that I'm going to continue to build, and the friends and family that I have here taking on life with. I want to ask for a hedge of protection over everyone listening, whatever they're going through, whether it's relationship struggles, addictions, whatever it may be that they have going on in their life. Just, we know that you're bigger than that.
Come on.
You're bigger than any of the struggles or pain that we're going through.
Come on.
You're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than COVID. We want to thank you for standing with us side by side, even in times that we don't necessarily deserve it. We want to thank you for loving us through our struggles, loving us through our sins, and just being the father that you are and the friend that you are. Thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to be doing. And again, we just give you all the glory, all the praise, because without you, none of this is possible. We love you, Lord. We honor you. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hope to see you guys in Frisco very soon. And if you haven't yet, go follow my boy Tevin Schindler. Go follow Pastor King Connor. We'll put their Instagrams in the show notes. And last request, this actually helps us grow so much more than what you realize. Whatever platform that you're listening to this podcast right now, go leave us a review. It helps a ton for us to show up on charts that we otherwise would not show up on, because the way we work up the charts is getting people to subscribe. So share this and go leave us a review. I appreciate you guys, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Steve Weatherford Show. If you love what you heard today and you believe that God has a calling on your life, I want you to do something for me. I want you to share this episode with your friends and your family. And I want you to also make sure that you're following me on social media at Weatherford5 for a behind the scenes look at my life, my family, and my work. And remember, champion, greatness is in you because greatness made you. I'll see you next time.